Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Tank Slappers podcast. I am your host Lewis Duncan, and joining me as ever is Oriol Puigdemont, motorsport.com's global MotoGP editor. Nuri, it's been a busy couple of weeks, I think we can both agree.
Yeah, it had been a busy time, but yeah, we were really excited about this, and then now we are almost destroyed.
It's definitely been, after 4 months of doing nothing, well, doing nothing, I say. We've been quite busy, but not as busy as this. It's quite nice. Let's dive straight in, because there is a lot to talk about. I think we'll start with the championship, because the doors have been blown wide open. Marc Marquez tried to come back at the Andalusian Grand Prix 4 days after surgery on his broken arm. Eventually had to abandon the plans after qualifying, so that has now meant he is 50 points behind Fabio Quartararo, which is a big, big deficit. We've not seen Marquez up against this kind of challenge before.
He's not the main favourite, but still I would not dismiss him in the title fight. Let's see how he comes back in Brno. I think that will give us a better picture of the situation.
You say you can't rule him out the title fight, but you know, Fabio said the same thing, Rossi said the same thing. It shows you just how much they are worried about Mark. And you have to think, Brno, Austria, a couple of good circuits for the Honda. It's not a bad place for Mark to kick off his title defence, and that makes the win for Fabio Quartararo even more important. You know, he did what he needed to do, maximum damage inflicted on Marquez, and it was a dominant display from Quartararo. It was almost Lorenzo-esque, what he did on Sunday.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Fabio did perfect, standing job. Let's see Mark's reaction. I'm just not dismissing him in the title fight, just because what we saw in Jerez before that crash in turn four, I think it was one of the most clear powerful demonstrations in last, let's say, 10, 15 years in MotoGP. Mm. It reminded me Rossi's times when he was going wide and then he was the back of the field and then he was recovering and being able to finish on the podium. So yeah, let's say that Mark is not the favorite, of course, but don't forget that it's Marc Marquez, the guy we're talking about. So that's what he was looking for. I mean, not this kind of challenge, but this is the challenge that he probably missed. Don't forget that he's not being challenged by any other rivals at the moment. Maybe this is the biggest or the greatest challenge he has to face in the last, let's say, 2-3 years.
You wrote last week that the biggest threat to Marquez isn't Vinales, it's Quartararo. And you kind of have to say that we saw that again on Sunday. Vinales was strange. You know, he wasn't, after showing such strong pace in practice, he got jumped by Rossi after a mistake at the final corner, and then he just couldn't get past him, and he dropped behind Pecco and Franco at one stage. It was a very uncharacteristic Vinales performance based on what we've seen so far this year.
While I was trying to show. I mean, that even for Viñales, I mean, he's at the moment, his main threat is not Mark, it's Fabio, because they are not only fighting for a title, but they are fighting for being the number one, being the leader in the Yamaha. So actually, Fabio, despite being in a satellite team, he has full support from the factory. So in a way, he is like being a factory rider in a satellite team. Yamaha, when he will join Yamaha official, let's say, garage next year, jump into that bike being, let's say, I think being a champion would be huge. But let's say a race winner, as he is at the moment. So, yeah, being the first Yamaha. So it's completely different. It puts Maverick in a difficult situation.
We were talking about this just before we started recording. You know, I think Maverick's in an even tougher position now because we're going to Bruno and Red Bull Ring. We know the Yamaha's down on power. We know it's got some mechanical issues at the minute with the engine that they don't know what the problems are. So Maverick really needed to do what Quartararo did over these past couple of weeks.
Last year he was very close. He got pole positions, but he was denied from victory. This year, boom, he has it. He has it. And now he can breathe. And now he understands he can do it again. Actually, he did it twice in 2 weeks. So now he is much more dangerous than last year because I think, don't forget that he has zero pressure. I mean, he's in a satellite team, so it's a perfect combination. He has the best bike, best possible Yamaha, with factory support, but in a satellite team, which means that the pressure is not the same. I mean, he is not supposed to be in the title fight. So it's the perfect scenario for him.
For sure. I totally agree with that. In fact, we spoke about this in our season preview podcast, and you kind of wrote about this as well when you spoke to him last month, and he said, you know, if I don't win, it's fine. You know, it's not, you know, it's no big thing. And that for me has always stuck out about Fabio, is just how much he deflects pressure. He just, it's very surprising given how much he struggled in Moto 3 and Moto 2 with the pressure that was put on him.
His way to manage and his way to show how he's managing the pressure is completely opposite to Maverick. Straight after the race yesterday, when he was on in lab, he was angry. He was couldn't believe what. And yes, man, you are P2. I mean, you should be a bit more happy. Then he changed when he go in front of the camera. And then he tries to, you know, to be more like happy or to show a bit more friendly face. But it's completely different. Maverick looks in tension, being in tension all the time, under pressure. While Fabio looks like he's playing, like he's a game. He's a, you know, he's enjoying with the mechanics inside the garage and also when he goes out on track.
I think what annoys, or what will annoy Maverick more, is the way Fabio is exactly how Maverick was when he joined Yamaha back in 2017. You know, he came in straight away, two wins, you know, he was teammates to Rossi, but he was completely outclassing him. And now, and I think in that race as well, we saw that Maverick could have done what Fabio did if he got a better start, but he got stuck behind Rossi. The front tyre pressure went through the roof, and then that was, then Pecco came through, and then Franco came through. And
yeah, but we've seen a lot of mistakes from, not only from Maverick, from Rossi as well.
Yeah.
So while we haven't seen that many mistakes from Fabio. So it was an easy win for him. I wouldn't say easy because of the conditions. because it's never easy to win a MotoGP race, of course not. But I would say that it was a smooth win for him. So, and straight after the race, he said, well, I've made some small mistakes, but small mistakes. So all the others were going wide almost, I mean, every two or three laps.
That's a very good point, because we've spoken, this has been the conversation for the past week in the paddock of, oh, you know, is the championship going to be devalued without Mark, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, Fabio, 2 weeks in a row, no mistakes, inch perfect last week and this week. And that's how you win a championship. This is what, This is what Mark said when he was asked the question. This is what I spoke to Wayne Rainey last week. This is what he said. You got to be there. You got to stay on the bike. You can't make the mistakes. And this is exactly what Fabio was doing.
Yeah, I mean, and don't forget in the first race, Maverick, the start of Maverick was better than the Fabio. He was leading the race at the beginning. So, and then he made a mistake. And then Mark, well, a mistake, yeah. He had a moment, a situation, and then Mark took the lead. But, I mean, it's not that Fabio has been from lap one to last lap being there all the time. So, yeah, I think I would say that he won because was the rider doing less mistakes.
For sure. And in a race like that, with the 60 degree track temperatures, we know at Jerez it's really, really greasy when it gets hot, and to be in that position, it's so easy to lose your concentration. And yeah, you know, Fabio, for a 21 year old rider, he's riding as if he's been in the championship for 10-15 years. It's incredible. We've not seen anything like that since Mark, and really, when he came into the championship.
And this guy is a beast. I mean, he told me in that interview that his physical training, his physical condition is best ever. So he's been training quite a lot in running. So yes, I mean, in the race, last race, he was struggling, of course, but in compared with the others, he was much more fresh. These guys are athletes, and straight after the race, Maverick was done. It's also a big difference.
Yeah, Maverick very much looks like me after I've been for a 3 mile run, let alone a 25 lap Grand Prix. Just on that fitness front, because the guy on the bottom step of the podium, a 41 year old in 41 degree heat, Valentino Rossi, back on the podium. We wondered after last week, oh, you know, is this going to be another season like last year for Valentino? And to his credit, he was as quick as Vinales for a good chunk of that race yesterday, or on Sunday, I should say. Rossi's braking was insane. So, so good. The most important thing, though, for Rossi was the fact that he made the step forward from last Sunday when he was, before the bike broke, he was 10th. He was 14 seconds off of Fabio. You know, this weekend, a much stronger. He said from lap three on Friday, after they'd made a change, he was felt instantly better. And it's interesting because he said that there was sort of a bit of a fight in Yamaha. He had to fight against politics because they wanted him to use Fabio and Maverick settings, which is fair enough, but it didn't work for him. It was interesting, he said, Yamaha needs to trust me, so it sounds like it doesn't sound like everything's all rosy in that particular camp.
Listening to Valentino, there are two possibilities. He's exaggerating a bit, sounds a bit strange. Yamaha doesn't allow Valentino Rossi to change the bike setup. I'm not saying, I mean, he was not asking. At least that's what he say, and we have to believe it will be a good story to follow.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be an interesting one, given that at the start of the year, Yamaha's original plan for next year was, I think, Rossi and Vinales. And then when Rossi said, no, I want to wait, then they had to go for Quartararo. So in the space of 5 or 6 months, if what Rossi says is true, then there has clearly been a big shift in the Yamaha garage to the future, essentially, which is, on the one hand, you can understand, but at the same point, this is Valentino Rossi, so you would listen to a guy that has 25 years of experience in Grand Prix racing.
There was no Yamaha rider faster than Valentino. What's the point of replacing him with who?
Fabio has more than vindicated Yamaha's decision over the past 7 days. What talk about Ducati? Dovizioso kept his head, finished sixth. Good for the championship, but whatever way you mash your potatoes, it's not good enough from Dovizioso. You know, it's with Mark out the way, he needs to be winning. The Pramac bikes as well aren't having the same problems as Dovizioso or Petrucci with the tyres, with the bike.
100%, and to be honest, I see on Pecco a real threat, not only for Dovi, also for Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Jack under pressure, and that's why he made a mistake. Dovi always also said that after the race that Pecco was much more comfortable than all the other Ducatis, and that Jack was a bit over the limit. That's why he mm-hmm. crashed. It's not me. It's Dovi who says that.
He's doing what he needs to do, isn't he? With last year was disappointing, but now with this year, with his future on the line, this is the kind of
rider that we were all expecting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's a big shame for Bagnaia, first of all, because he was brilliant in second place before the bike broke. But yeah, you know, Miller said on Saturday, oh, we're in this thing now as a championship contender. But, you know, I wouldn't rule out Pecco going to Bruno or going to Red Bull Ring for a potential win. And it wasn't just on Sunday without Mark there. It was last week as well that Pecco was strong. And it's been all through the weekend that he's been strong.
He's building up his position as a top MotoGP rider.
Yeah, his reputation. I asked Dovi about this on Saturday. I said, look, the Pramac bikes are quicker than you. You said you don't want to copy what they're doing, but, you know, do you have to now? And he said, oh, well, the Pramac bikes are not as fast on race pace, but, I mean, that theory's been blown out the water. So it's a strange one inside the factory Ducati garage because, like I say, they're not having the same problems as Pramac, and they've got the same bikes. They've got the same material. It doesn't make sense. And from a rider like Dovizioso, who's been so strong over the past 3 years, to be struggling like this, it can't all just be the tyre. And with pace close to Quartararo's as well for Pecco when he got clear of Rossi.
Okay, that's what a top rider is supposed to do.
We'll wait and see when we get to Bruno what Dovi does. Just finally, quick mention on Alex Rins. What a heroic performance. Top 10 on that shoulder.
Yeah, I think I spoke with a Suzuki guy an hour ago, and he told me that they were really, really impressed, that he was at some point, a few times, he was about to give up, but then he said, listen, I'm not here to give up because I've been struggling quite a lot, I've been suffering, it's painful, but if I can get a few points, that would be amazing. And he was like, being a bit okay, he was pushing one lap and he was relaxing the next one. He was pushing, and so he was doing like this, trying to be a bit more, let's say, I wouldn't say conservative, but be a more, you know.
I mean, MotoGP riders, we always say they're aliens, but I mean, the performances of Mark and Alex and even Cal as well, you know, hats off to the guys. On that note, I think we'll end it there. Yuri, thank you very much for your company as always. You can go and get some sleep now, you definitely deserve it. And thank you to the listeners for joining us for this week's podcast. We will be back next week to preview the Czech Grand Prix, the first of three races in a row, so you know, busy couple of weeks coming up for us. If you like what you listen to, you can go and listen to all of our other podcasts. You can go read stuff on Autosport and motorsport.com, everything from the weekends there, features, news, go check all that stuff out. But until then, it's a very warm goodbye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No.